down, I think, yeah. I don't know how often, you know, how often they have to be changed out. Every couple of years, probably, you have to change them out. It's going to pretty much mimic, on a smaller scale, Johnny Morris's at Long Creek, you know, that one inside. Which so they've been going for about a year now.
They'll also have, there'll be two entrances. The RV will be down at the...
Yeah, and there's a current entrance right here. But it's real small, and the gate's real small. And then this right here is long enough for me to fit my dump trucks and trailers in. And so this entrance will get duplicated down here where you can actually get everybody off the main road. You know, it's probably going to take about 70 feet to get them off the main road before they have to go through a cave or, you know, turn or do anything.
And I did bring a picture of that main entrance that the glamping individuals will be going through. So this will look very similar to RVs if it's approved tonight. So they will actually get the RVs off of the road, and then they'll have a gated entry where they can, you know, put their code in or however they decide to
so they'll come through the gate, mm-hmm. and they'll stay separate from the RVs, and they'll follow the residential driveway through here, and then you can kind of see this corner, and they'll just circle through here, and this would be their area, and they would be on a one-way, you know, out, so they can't go back that way. And then the RVs would come in this way, stay down by the tree line, come up in here, and then do a loop, and then probably try and back them into this loop. Because it still kind of sets on the crest of the hill, so I think all the way to about here, I can get into gravity, because this is the whole system.
Okay, Scott, you want to move to...
Let's
move to public hearing.
So we know the location. And here's the drawing that they presented. So it's just like he recommended right there.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that.
Here's your pavilion, patio site, and then the glamping's all along here. I did take some pictures. You can see the excavator. The soils evaluator was actually out there at that time. This is looking towards where the glamping sites would be. I'm just on the far side of the road. Next picture I just did, of course to the left, there's that crest of the hill that he was talking about in the woods. And then I just took another picture farther to the south. Staff recommendations, if the Planning Commission would approve Division 3 Permit 2017, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. B1, compliance with the applicable provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code, and then our standard nightly rental for the glamping sites. Of course, Division 2 permits would be required for those applicable structures. Each unit would accommodate no more than two people per bedroom or dwelling unit. Sales tax collected. Also have a nightly rental for the glamping sites. Have your contact information of your representative. And then the buffer. These are pretty much the standard nightly rental. There's not a whole lot in the RV in our code book. It's spacing, distance between them, which they'd have to meet. Acreage, it's a 3-acre minimum, this is 50 acres. They're meeting most all the RV requirements.
So can you zoom out just to get to that road? Yeah, just one more. Okay. So T Highway is over there.
Right here. And then T76. So a little bit more around.
Isn't that right here? That's been restored.
Second left.
Yes. Second left. Timber Lake's the first.
Gotcha.
Yes, and the second one. Kind of a Y type. It's got
about 12 or 15 minutes to anything
right there.
I'm just trying to get a sense what you have to drive through to get there. It just seems like there's a lot of residential between T Highway and that.
I don't know who was on the Planning Commission at that time, but Sycamore Creek Family Ranch was approved at the end of that. Remember that, Sycamore?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's located, is past this, on down to where it turns into Ella. And it's this parcel down here.
Focus on the Family is also right there. Oh, yeah. Another commercial business.
This is right there.
Okay. Well, let's see who's out in the audience.
Okay.
Is there anyone here that wants to speak on behalf of this application that's signed up? Anyone that wants to speak in, on behalf?
No.
Okay. If you do want to go ahead and have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anyone in the audience that wants to speak in opposition or speak on this application? So we've got that have signed up. So we've got one, two, and some back there. Okay, why don't we start? Are you okay to go first?
My name is Jennifer Mullins. We live on Lookout Ridge, and we actually didn't get a letter to attend the meeting. We found out from Facebook, actually. So my only concern is the width of the road. It's a very narrow road as it is. And with RVs coming and going, it's barely enough room for a two-car. If you go into Sunset Inn off of T Highway, it's barely enough room for two cars. Like, if you're turning onto Sunset Inn from T, it's kind of dangerous intersection. So I was just worried about RVs coming and going.
Okay. That's a point to look at. So anything else?
Yeah, and a lot of people walk down that road, so just traffic and safety concern.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you. So we want to start here, and then we'll work our way back there. Or is there anyone else on this side? I'm sorry. You want to go ahead and go, ma'am? Yeah. We'll get this side first and work our way that way.
My name's Crystal Isringhausen. I live 293 Lookout Ridge. My biggest concern is also just the roadway. Sunset Inn Road wasn't really created or designed with large, heavy traffic in mind. Can you hear me okay? The entrance has an unconventional fork coming off of T.
Pull that down a little bit, the mic.
There we go. Okay. The entrance has an unconventional fork and is in the middle of a curve on a hill crest coming off of T Highway, and there's poor visibility there. Even in a passenger car, it's a dangerous intersection to pull out of. So if there's a slow-moving RV trying to get out, there's a concern there that it would cause traffic accidents. And any car sitting at the stop sign trying to come out with an RV coming in at that angle, I think would have a really difficult time not for an RV to be able to come in if there's a car sitting there. Once on Sunset Inn Road, the width of the road varies from 20 feet to less than 17 feet in multiple areas. For traffic to safely meet each other on the road, it would need to be widened to support the traffic. It's also a chip and seal road, and that type of surface doesn't really hold up well with heavy vehicles over time. And it's hardly ever like improved or updated, so that's going to cause residents to have diminished roadways over time. And then also just from a personal standpoint, it's a residential area. It's very quiet and peaceful. And we just hate to see that ruined when there's lots of areas in Branson that's already zoned for commercial. So, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ma'am, are you ready?
I'm going to pull this down so I can talk. Jerry Moore, and we have the farm that is just above where there's is on the map here. And I'm coming to you twofold as a landowner and also as a realtor. with Tri-Lakes Boredom president this year, but anyway. So I have some questions, and I don't know if I can ask those to see if she can answer before I say some more things. Can I ask a couple of questions about the phases?
You can ask us, and then she can. They'll respond after everyone speaks. So
okay.
If you have a question, that
I do. So
notes.
It's been mentioned. The numbers were a little fuzzy to me. Whether there were 5, 10, how many, 20, on the phases, and is phase 1, phase 2? Will there be a phase 3, phase 4? Like, will the backside of that eventually also be the same thing? Will it just continue to grow in phases because they can add them on in phases? So that's my first question. The second one is, because this is zoned agricultural residential, and I hear of, I mean, this is a commercial type property, is what it would be. Is the zoning going to change to be commercial? And would a residential driveway support commercial usage, or will that need to be divided? So that's a couple of questions that I have on that. And then also on the camping and the glamping, I see in some of our local campgrounds that we have here locally that people can stay for 28 days, then they have to leave for 24 hours, and then they come back. My concern is, are we going to get squatters that just come there and stay, or will they have a limit to how long they can actually be there? Will it become a place where somebody lives in their RV, and then they go for a drive for 2 days, and then they come back? So that's another concern of mine. And I also want to say, you know, I totally respect their idea, and I respect the fact, you know, that they're wanting to be entrepreneurs. So, you know, I think that's a cool thing. The private patio, this is our first time seeing where that will be. And with our farm animals right next to that, my concern is, private parties sometimes get a little loud, and we have a llama that's kind of temperamental. And we have goats and stuff in that field that's right next, and then we also have cows that can get up to their thing. We also hunt on our property, as do many of the neighbors around them. We hunt deer, we hunt squirrel, we hunt turkey. I mean, there's a season for everything. And my concern is, if people are allowed to roam around on the land, what's to say that they wouldn't be against a fence during a time where someone might be hunting? That could cause someone to get hurt. Or they get up, you know, like I said, I have a llama that's temperamental, and oh, he's so cute, let's give him an apple. And he might not be so friendly. But that could be with any property. So again, just a few concerns that I have. Also, and I see, Mike Button in the room, and they do have the, Sycamore Creek Ranch down the road, which is absolutely stunning. And they have weddings, and so we get a ton of traffic from that. And we've heard a couple of people already speak about the road. And I hear the word widening the road. Widening the road would not solve the issue for this. And the reason I say that is right now we already have people that are traveling back and forth to venues down there that are not keeping the speed limit. They're driving twice the speed limit. If we widen the road, they're going to go even faster. And we have cattle, we have animals crossing the road, we have kids crossing the road. And across from this is a subdivision that has $300,000 houses in it. So my concern is, if people can stay for long periods of time, does it then become like a trailer park, and will it decrease the value of those homes that are across the street? Okay. The other thing that I have a concern about is, I know the... I want to say Greeno. I hope that's the right name of the property on the other side. There is a Spring Fred Creek that runs through all of our properties and actually then also goes over onto the Buttons property. Will this be affected in any way? Will that creek be dammed up into a pond? Will something happen for the water that's in there? Because that is our only source of water for our animals that have been being, we've had, there's been animals on that farm since the 1800s. And that's their only source of water. So my concern is, if we start dropping the level of the water, how is that going to affect our farm and the farms past us? So, and again, I think it's a cool idea. I just have some